Hello, and welcome to the Mental Health Europe podcast, Empowering Minds.
This is a special edition of the podcast, as it coincides with European Mental Health Week.
What I really appreciate is to meet people from all over Europe working on a common goal, just really changing how we deal around with mental health, how to better support people, prevention, and just to speak to others, to be inspired, to exchange, to learn from each other.
With the help of those involved with Mental Health Europe, in this episode, we're going to try and take you through the who, what, how, where, and whys of the organization. My name is Margie Marchetti.
And my name is Joseph O'Sullivan. We work in the communications team at Mental Health Europe, or as you might sometimes hear us called, MHE.
We are based in Brussels, but we have members and partners right across Europe. We founded the European Mental Health Awareness Week in 2020. The week sees organizations from across Europe run events that try to shine a light on the importance of mental health in everyday life.
In 2023, European Mental Health Week is looking to increase understanding and learning about mental health in our communities, schools, workplaces, and at home, so that everyone can thrive and flourish at every stage of life.
So we're going to try and give you an understanding of what we do and how we can help you, your organization, or someone you know.
To help you better understand the roles within the team and what we do, team members have kindly found the time in their schedules to contribute to this podcast using voice messages.
We're also keen to hear from you about what important topics and speakers you would like to hear on this podcast. So please get in touch using any of the Mental Health Europe social media channels.
So, Mental Health Europe
is a European
non-governmental
network
organization.
That's quite
a mouthful in itself. But what does it mean to be one of the more than 70 MHE member organizations from over 30 European countries?
And what does MHE do? Here's someone who very much knows.
Hi, I'm Claudia Marinetti. I'm the director of Mental Health Europe, the largest independent European network that works towards promotion of mental health, prevention of mental health problems, and the protection of the rights of persons with psychosocial disabilities and mental health problems. We take pride in being independent from the healthcare industry and related industries because we do want to maintain our credibility and we want to make sure that there will not be any risk of a conflict of interest, which unfortunately happens often in the field of mental health. Our work is underlined by the UNCRPD, the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and it's based on the psychosocial model of mental health. The psychosocial model, we're trying to look at the person in its entirety, with their experiences in their environments, with their history, relationships, contexts, looking into how many of the social factors can have an impact on a person's mental health, and really putting the human experience at the center of what is done in the field of mental health. For us, the concept of recovery is key. Recovery is a personal journey and can, of course, differ greatly from one person to the other. We think that prevention, support, and the respect of a person's rights are all core into leading to recovery. Our work also focuses really on collective efforts and changes to address risk factors and promote inclusion. We put persons with mental health problems and those in vulnerable situations at the center of our work. We represent persons with lived experience of mental health issues, their supporters, but also service providers, care professionals, human rights experts, really anyone who wants to work on mental health from psychosocial, human rights and recovery-based approach.
Claudia is the director of Mental Health Europe. She talked about the importance of this psychosocial model, how lived experience plays a key role in our work, how we work closely with members of the organization, and the work done by the team to try and influence all policies in Europe with one eye on their impact on mental health.
Let's hear from some of the other members of the Europe-wide team.
Hello, my name is Laura and I'm policy manager at Mental Health Europe. Along with my colleagues Fatima and Francesca, we work to inform, guide and influence all of those policies that can have an impact on mental health and well-being.
Hi, my name is Fatima and I'm part of the policy team at Mental Health Europe. I follow work related to children and young people, education, migration, vulnerable situations and intersectionality.
Hi, my name is Francesca. I'm part of the policy team. I'm investigating the impact on mental health of policies that apparently are far from mental health, such as climate action or digitalization. And it's really evident how really everything shapes our mental health experience.
Hello, I am Emanuela. I recently joined Mental Health Europe for the coordination and implementation of projects funded by different donors, public and private.
Hi, my name is Dominique de Monet from Germany. I am a mental health advocate, writer, expert by experience, speaker, entrepreneur. Everything is around mental health with me. And so it's not a surprise that I became a member of Mental Health Europe when I started out being more active in the field. When I stumbled across the website, I just immediately felt, okay, this could be my kind of people. And turned out, yes, they are.
So that's some of the Mental Health Europe team. Dominique, at the end there, said they were a member of Mental Health Europe. Her organization in Germany is one we work closely with. Dominique is also a senior policy advisor to MHE.
For 2 or 3 years now, I think, I have been senior policy advisor on youth as well within Mental Health Europe. My focus within the organization is that I say, okay, what can we do for young people? How can we reach them? What are the things that we should have as a focus? I really feel I am heard as a member, and that it's not just the head offs making the decisions, but that really everybody counts. And I'm also grateful for all the possibilities and all the learnings and all the opportunities that I have had thanks to my membership. So yeah, that's me and MHE.
Making a change to any policy within Europe that affects people's mental health is a key goal for us.
Here's Laura and Francesca from the policy team again.
These policies include, of course, those in the health sector, and that can influence the way we structure our health system. But we also cover policies that might not be directly related to mental health. For instance, we work a lot on social inclusion, employment, education, digitalization. And we work to ensure that all the policies in these fields can have a positive impact on the mental health and well-being of individuals. I'll give you an example. Have you ever noticed that the way that your work is structured or that your school is structured can have an impact on your well-being? Well, what we do is to try to make sure that this impact is positive and that all the regulation and policies, programs and legislation that make up for this environment can take good care of the well-being of people and can ensure that everyone can fully participate in society and contribute to the communities they live in.
Mental health cannot be addressed just in the health sector. We need to join forces and act in different fields with multiplicity of actors. We all have a role to play to promote good mental health, prevent mental health problems, and ensure that those who are experiencing mental health problems can have the care they need and they deserve. Together, we can make a change.
So that's what Mental Health Europe is trying to achieve. How are we going to get there? Fatima is one of the policy officers.
I can honestly say that there's never 2 days that are the same. My role involves a number of things. For example, following policy and legislative files, participating in project and coalition meetings, drafting briefings or reports, organizing events, and collaborating with incredible people, for example, MHE members. What I enjoy the most is definitely learning from the incredible experiences and insights of everyone that I meet.
Alongside our specific policy-focused work, Emanuela works with partner organizations on a variety of privately and publicly funded projects, again, to promote mental health across a variety of sectors in society. Emanuela recently went to Finland as part of a role.
These meetings are called kickoff meetings, and we usually use them to let the partners meet each other and to recollect information that had been written in the project proposal many months before, sometimes forgotten. Is starting a project, actually meeting the partners. It changes a lot the spirit of a project that might last for years. It's a real kick, you know, more than when it happens online.
So that's an example of some of the work Mental Health Europe does with our external partners. Remember, Mental Health Europe itself is a network of more than 70 European organizations. Here, in the communications team, we work to spread the message of the organization across our website, social media, media in the so-called Brussels bubble, and international media organizations.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I work with Margie and Joseph, and our team collaborates with our policy colleagues who lead on the organization's policy and advocacy work. Our work in the communication team is exciting, creative, and covers a broad range of tasks. Our team also has the privilege to work on exciting campaigns such as our flagship European Mental Health Week, which takes place every year in the month of May. This year marks the fourth edition. The goal of this campaign is to increase awareness of the importance of mental health, offering the opportunity to celebrate positive mental health, share knowledge and resources. Our team works on developing the messages for the campaign, the visuals, video animation, material for press media, liaising with our partners and members, and preparing the social media content, website and resources. The European Mental Health Week keeps our team very busy, but it is an honor to work on this key MHE event.
That was Jackie, our great boss and comms manager here at MHE. We also have an operations manager, Ljuska, who is responsible for a wide range of things.
Mental Health Europe's strength is its diverse membership and their commitment to bring forward a positive, alternative vision and approach to mental health and psychosocial disabilities.
It is for this reason that MHE has always put emphasis and effort on developing the capacity of its members in different areas and through various approaches.
We seek to increase the membership's knowledge and skills in policy and advocacy, fundraising, evidence-based good practices, service provision, communication, and much more. To meet the members' needs and interests, we provide learning, networking, and exchange opportunities via trainings, seminars, study visits, thematic webinars, sharing of regular updates and intelligence, and the development of different types of resources in multiple languages.
But what's it like to work at MHE? Here's Fatima.
In terms of my workplace, it varies during the week. So some days I work from home, which allows me to take more Zoom calls or focus on specific tasks. And my days in the office allows me to interact and collaborate with my colleagues in person and have a cheeky pizza for lunch.
My role within Mental Health Europe is a complex one. We have a lot of different activities. We are looking into quite a few different areas linked to mental health and its determinants. There is the whole governance part, the sustainability part of the organization. But what I really, really appreciate is the possibility to work in a team and with a team, the possibility to work with our members, and also the engagement that we have from our board. This is really a daily reward in my job.
That was the director of Mental Health Europe, Claudia Marinetti, and Fatima, one of our policy officers.
Thanks for listening to this Mental Health Europe podcast. We hope you learn more about who we are and what we do.
Remember, we are keen to hear from you about what important topics and speakers you would like to hear on this podcast.
So please do get in touch using the Mental Health Europe social media channels.